A Prayer for Our Children, Affection and Sexuality. To Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and has made us kings and priests to His God and Father, to Him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a King, abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the United States of America. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He has made them accepted in the Beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with Him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In Him who is true, in His Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of His glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The Word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from His sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in His love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of His Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that He shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of His power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in Him and born of Him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in Him and born of Him, we lift up our children and their entire house to the Father. The Lord is King forever and ever. You, O God, our King from of old, have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare the hearts of our children. You will cause Your ear to hear us and will not let sin reign in their mortal body, that they should obey it in its lust. In Christ we pray, our children, having Christ in them, will keep themselves pure just as He is pure, not conforming themselves to the former lusts, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, living soberly, righteously, and godly, being holy in all their conduct. Let our children abstain from sexual immorality and flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. In Christ we pray that each of them should know how to possess their own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust. According to the exceedingly greatness of his power, may our Lord, our great and awesome God, keep our children from being unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? What communion has light with darkness? When the time is right, may God join our children together with the perfect mate, and therefore what God has joined together, let not man separate. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, may each husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise may she render to him the affection due him, and the respect due him. May they, husband and wife, never doubt their love for one another, believing, for love never fails. In the name of Jesus Christ, he who searches the minds and the hearts, in his name, may they always greet each other with a kiss of love, and may peace be theirs. Let them love each other as themselves, nourish and cherish each other as they love and cherish their own body, and be joined together and become one flesh in the covenant of marriage. According to the riches of his grace, the God of love and peace, grant them and their spouse to not curse one another, but bless each other with their mouth. In Christ we pray, they both will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Their souls shall be joyful in the Lord. Let them worship and praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, the branch of the Lord, beautiful and glorious, according to his excellent greatness, the Lord bless them in their marriage and keep them, so that love will flourish between them and their spouse, and they will be kind to one another, never jealous or demeaning, not rude, nor selfish, and may they not be provoked or think evil of one another, but bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things. Let neither them nor their spouse seek their own comfort, but each the other's well-being. In the name of Jesus Christ, a sure foundation, let Christ be their rock, so that they and their spouse support one another, for two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. Christ we pray, God, their God forever and ever, their guide even to death, bless our children and their spouse with the comfort of love, fellowship of the Spirit, affection and mercy, that they and their spouse have the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, doing nothing through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind they both shall esteem the other better than themselves, looking out not only for their own interests, but also for the interests of the other. May they lie down together and keep warm. In the name of Jesus Christ, thanks to the name of the Lord, according to the Spirit of holiness, may they and their spouse walk in love and unity with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, day in and day out. Peace be theirs. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true vine, may their marriage abide in Jesus Christ and bear much fruit, a threefold cord that is not quickly broken. May the two of them withstand the oppressor, and the threefold cord, they and their spouse joined with Jesus, will not be easily broken. The Lord preserves all who love him. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the name of the Lord from the rising of the sun to its going down. In the name of Jesus Christ, our children and their spouse and their marriage are washed. They are sanctified. They are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So in his name, let them and their spouse rejoice together. Husband, let their fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of their youth. As a loving deer and a graceful doe, let her breast satisfy him at all times and always be enraptured with her love. May they ravish each other's heart with one look of their eyes. In Christ we pray that they both will set their spouse as a seal upon their heart, as a seal upon their arm, for love is as strong as death. Many waters cannot quench love, nor can the floods drown it. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord their righteousness keep them and their spouse sexually pure in mind and body, and close the door to anything lustful or illicit that seeks to encroach upon them in their marriage. For this is the will of God, their sanctification, that each should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of them should know how to possess their own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust. Let our children and their spouse flee sexual immorality and glorify God in their bodies and spirits. Christ, we pray that they and their spouse possess their own vessel and their marriage in sanctification and honor. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. He who loves purity of heart and has grace on his lips, the Lord Jesus Christ will be their friend. Let our children and their spouse rejoice in their Maker. Let them be joyful in their King. The Lord loves those who follow righteousness. Bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ. Therefore, in his name, let our children and their spouse be an example to their children and their children's children in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. May their children abstain from sexual immorality, that each of them should know how to possess their own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust. According to the exceedingly greatness of his power, may our Lord, our great and awesome God, keep their children from being unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? What communion has light with darkness? When the time is right, may God join their children and their children's children together with the perfect mate, and therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate. May the Lord bestow these same blessings on all of their children and their children's children's spouse. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, Christ, we pray that the Lord will pour a spirit on their descendants and his blessing on their offspring. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Bread of Life, may the Lord give them increase more and more, them and their children. May they, their spouse, and their children be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the light of life, may the Lord perfect that which concerns their children and their spouse and their children. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Your truth, O Lord, endures to all generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, may our children and their spouse together leave an inheritance to their children's children, rich in the fullness of God and the love and knowledge of the Lord Christ Jesus. The Lord be magnified. The Lord shall reign forever, our God to all generations. Praise the Lord. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation and all of their people. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. In Christ, we ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear His name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to His word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In Him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all His saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over His word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to Him void, but it shall accomplish His purpose and succeed in the thing for which He sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before His army, for His camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes His word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might purify for Himself His own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and He hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of Your name to all generations. For Yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Let us praise Your great and awesome name, O Lord. You are holy. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, Amen, to the glory of God.